Life of Pi has had many lives. First, the 2003 novel, the story of an Indian boy whose family runs a small zoo in Pondicherry, India.
Coming, Amma! My mother looked after all of us.
No, darling. They're for the orangutan.
But when they pack the animals in crates and set sail for Canada looking for a better life, the ship sinks and Pi is set adrift on a raft with a very hungry Bengal tiger named Richard Parker. The bestseller was adapted into a movie in 2012. Ang Lee won the Oscar for Best Director. And now the story has been adapted for the stage by writer Lolita Chakrabarty and director Max Webster. Premiering in London's West End, it's now at the American Repertory Theatre in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on its way to Broadway. A psychological thriller, it dips into theology, what we believe in, and fantasy, what we believe is real. A boy afloat with a giant tiger. Or maybe not. The animals, zebras, a hyena, orangutans, and of course, Richard Parker the tiger, move about the stage in a mesmerizing dance with their visible human operators.
Right. Let's do it.
We sat down recently at the ART with actor Audie Dixit, who plays Pi, and director Max Webster. Max, I'm going to start with you. One of the early reviews out of London said, as a work of living, breathing theater, this is theater at its best, utterly transcendent. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know what to say to that. That's amazing.
Well, how did it all start for you? Did you read the book, the incredible bestseller from Jan Martel, and say, I picture this unbelievably theatrical moment here? How did you come to this?
Well, I like staging impossible things, partly because it's a challenge and partly because I think it kind of says something important about imagination and theatre. I'd thought about doing the book, and then actually British producer Simon Friend had the rights, and he'd commissioned the writer Lolita Chakrabarty to do an adaptation, and amazingly they asked me to come on board.
How did it become what it is? Whose idea was it to bring in the puppets?
So Lolita wrote a first draft, and then we took that into a workshop with some cardboard and some coat hangers, and we tried different ways of making animals. What it would be like with a mask, what it would be like if someone was in a tiger costume, and the puppetry idea seemed the strongest and best way of telling the story. And then she kept on writing, working out which bits of the story could be told with action and which bits had to be told with language.
Well, action. Adi, there is so much. How did you come to this? Had you read the book? Are you of Indian descent? Did you know about this coastal town that Pi comes from? I mean, your thoughts on that?
My first introduction to the story was watching the movie. Then after I got the part, I read the book. So my parents immigrated here from India. My father came here because he was a doctor and didn't really like the way they practiced medicine in India. And I was born in Louisiana. And I have actually never heard of Pondicherry until really seeing the movie. I think India is just so big and massive. There's so many places that I have yet to even know of or explore.
Max, back to you. So now you've decided what kind of puppet it's going to be. You could have been Lion King with people putting on costumes to be animals. Talk about this extraordinary puppetry.
The puppets are designed and made by Finn Caldwell and Nick Barnes and Caroline Bowman and a big team of people. And they're brought to life by 9 different people, and they study animals and they think about how the sounds they make, the relationships they have to humans, what shows dominance, what shows submission, what shows hunger, what shows fear, and try move by move, moment by moment, to bring it to life.
Well, in fact, our colleague Andrea Shea at WBUR spoke with the puppeteers and talked about how they literally breathe life into them, breathing for them. Let's listen to a little.
So this is Richard Parker.
Max, how do you direct that? Do you say to a puppeteer, I'd like a little more of the snorfling here? I mean, I know there's names for the different kinds of sounds. How do you do that?
So I try and direct puppets like actors. Where are you and what's going on? Those are the fundamental questions, aren't they? Say the tiger is on a boat and say there's a scene in which Pi is taming the tiger. And so it's trying to make clear the story by which Pi and the tiger, their relationship changes. And it's trying to make that legible to the audience.
This is my boat, Richard Parker. Oh, this deck is mine. Get back. Get under there. Ah!
So to begin with, the tiger is dominant because Pi is, doesn't know how to tame a tiger on a boat, but Pi learns tools for how to do it. So I suppose really I work on the storytelling, and then there are other people who can help translate that into puppetry technique, which paw moves there and which handle has to go there. Capabilities.
But did they ever say back to you, you know, I don't think the tiger's feeling that right here?
Yes, totally.
And you have to go with it.
Well, you have a conversation like you do with an actor. And actually, you know, good theatre making trusts actors.
Adi, talk about sharing the stage with hyenas and a tiger most of the time. We can see the puppeteers, but to me, that looked like a tiger. Do you ever up there lose yourself in it? Like, that's a tiger.
Yes, I think I'm slowly getting to the point where I'm just kind of seeing this other being that's across from me.
I'll bite you to the death! Come on, you filthy crocuda, crocuda! Come on, you ugly dog!
And then when you're really in that thought process, all you're seeing, because the puppeteers are doing so well at their job, that you're just seeing the animal. And I think that's the beauty that these puppeteers have brought.
And what's that like? It's a co-actor.
It's different than like seeing a human face and acting with that, but it's also another actor with emotions and physicalities. And it's been really interesting to just observe these creatures who have their own instincts.
Tell us more about inhabiting Pi, because it's a character who's so beloved. Who are you inhabiting? Who is he?
Pi is a 16, 17-year-old, curious, energetic boy who's full of life and compassion, and he doesn't try to be interesting. He's very interested in other people and religions, and he has a bit of a mischievous side to him as well. He loves to play.
And you mentioned the religion. I mean, he has signed on to 3 different religions, and so there are moments where you're despairing. You say Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Vishnu.
Muhammad and Vishnu, yes.
Well, you start off, and we hear you say,
I will tell you everything, because my story will make you believe in God.
The way I see it is a belief in something that's further away from us, whether it's love or these intangibles that we can't really materialize.
Yeah. Max, we know that Ang Lee actually consulted with somebody who'd survived a shipwreck, who'd been drifting at sea, to help create that character in the movie. How did you want Pi to translate that story to us, what it's like to be at sea?
That's amazing they found someone who'd been at sea for days. We didn't do that. We had to sort of imagine it. I think the theatre is very concrete. It's much more concrete than people realise. So it's like, what's it like to sit on something that's rocking the whole time? What happens to your skin after you've been in the sun at the equator without sunscreen for that long? What happens to the salt in your nails? What happens to your voice? What happens to your way of moving? So that you try and tell the story through logic in a way. Of course, it ends up in the sort of philosophical place. But the bulk of the story is based on things being as real and precise and as truthful as possible.
It's not another path that could have been gone down by a theater version of Life of Pi. It's not Tom Hanks alone on a raft with an internal dilemma. It's phantasmagorical. It's lights and puppets. Did you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think there'd be an amazing show that was just Adi on stage with nothing telling the story. Like, I'd pay to see that. That would be fantastic.
But it's a different story.
It might in a funny way be the same story. I think you could make Life of Pi as a one-person show. I guess what we're also trying to do is a celebration of storytelling, because the story itself is about what's the better story, and Pi tells 2 different stories, and what's really important is there are different ways of telling stories in the show. And so not only is it the story itself, but it's also the act of storytelling, because the act of storytelling is an act of imagination, which is an act of faith. And therefore the form of the show, which is about kind of a group of people as an ensemble trying to like believe in something that's really unlikely, like a boy at sea with a tiger, that actually becomes about the meaning of the show as well.
That's the definition of theatre.
Exactly.
A group of people deciding to believe something.
Yeah.
When it's up there in its full bore, Adi, the lights when it's a night scene, or you jump into the water. Wait, that's not water. What is that? Where'd you go? The fish, the puppeteers who run on stage with butterflies. That must be glorious.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience to have all these tools to aid your imagination. I can be in my backyard, you know, sword fighting with just my hand, but if I got a toy sword, oh, now I have a toy sword, but I'm still imagining to fight with a toy sword.
Like, and if it had a laser in it.
And if it had a laser, and the laser made music, and it composed its own music. And so that's what it feels like, is I get all these tools and toys to really immerse myself in my own imagination.
Audie Dixit, who plays Pi, the shipwrecked teen in the stage version of Life of Pi, now at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on its way to Broadway. We also spoke with director Max Webster. We're listening to the play's beautiful score. You can also see pictures of the extraordinary puppets and hear from the puppeteers at hereandnow.org.